Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Gospel Truth Broadcast. This is your host, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. At this time, we want to bring our minds in and draw nigh unto the Lord while Pastor Sheila Hameen comes forth out of Baltimore, Maryland, Holy Temple, and she will lead us in this opening prayer.
Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, let us turn our hearts and minds to the Lord, and let us believe God. Most gracious and eternal Father in heaven, oh God, we humble ourselves and we come before you. Lord, we ask for mercy and for grace. We ask, Lord, that you will search our hearts and that you will forgive us, oh God. Blot out our transgressions. Lord, wash us, clean us up on the inside and on the outside. Oh, my God, we present ourselves before you, but we need you, oh God, to make us what you'll have us to be. Lord, we want you to use us, oh, my God. Have your way and take control. We ask, Lord, that you will bless us during this broadcast, that you will send your anointing, oh, God. Send your word tonight, Lord Jesus, and anoint the speaker, Lord. We pray, God, that when the word goes forth, that every listener receives a blessing. Oh, my God, let every listener be touched through the word. Let every listener benefit spiritually and naturally through your word, oh, God, and anoint the speaker, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we pray, God, that you will stretch forth your mighty hand and lay your hand upon us. For we need a touch from you tonight, Lord. We need you to move in our place, in our stead, oh, God. We need you to fight our battle for us. Oh, my God, we need you, Lord, to stop by here. Lord God, save to the uttermost in the name of Jesus. Souls are dying every day. Souls are in trouble, my God, and we are asking for mercy. Oh, Lord Jesus, stay the hand of death and give somebody another chance to repent, Lord. Give somebody another chance to do the work you've assigned unto them, Lord. Oh, my God, encourage your people right now while we're praying this prayer. Those who are feeling down and cast down, feeling despondent, feeling like giving up. Oh, Lord Jesus, pick them up right now and encourage their heart. Take them by the hand, Lord, and walk by their side. We know you're able, Lord Jesus. We are asking you to stop by here for the night, Lord God, while we're on this broadcast. And we are asking for miracles, Lord. We're asking you to open doors and to make ways, oh, Lord Jesus. We're asking you for help tonight. Please, Lord, send on help. Send on help right now as we pray in the name of Jesus. We're praying, Lord God, for those who are on the prayer list, one by one and name by name. Bless them, Lord, with the blessing that they stand in need of. We know you have the power, and we're asking you to move right now in the name of Jesus. Have mercy, Lord. Take control. We believe you tonight, and we count it done. We thank you for it.
Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Bless your name, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you. Glory. Hallelujah.
Strengthen, O Lord. In the name of Jesus, bind Satan and his
servants,
cast him out right now. He has no power. In the name of Jesus, you said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. We take you at your word. We believe you, and we count it done in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you. We give you praise.
Thank you.
Glory to thy name. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
In the name of Jesus. Glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. We thank you right now, Lord. Thank you, answer the prayer. We believe you today. And we know you're able to do all things, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we thank you. We trust you. And we believe you in faith. And we count it done. And we thank you, oh Lord. We pray that you continue to go with us and stand by us. Bless us and cause our face to shine upon us. And we will give thy name the praise, the glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Amen. Thank the Lord for that prayer coming through. Then it's on me. Oh, the devil tries to stop us. He sees that we got a mind to do the will of God, a mind to press our way, and a mind to drive and go forward in the Lord. And he does not like it. But that's all right.
Amen.
We're going to drive and go forward in the Lord. And slack not our ride, except the Lord bid us to. We're not going to stop. Satan wants us to stop. But we're not going to stop. Glory to God. We're going to work our way through
this.
We're going to pray our way through. Hallelujah. We're going to pray our way through this situation.
Glory.
And we know God will take us through. He said in his word, he would not leave us, nor will he forsake us, but he will be with us. Glory to God always, even to the end of the world. And we believe him today, and we take him at his word. Glory to God. This time, we thank God. We thank him. And we thank God for everyone that is on the line tonight. Glory to God. We say Happy New Year to everyone that's on the line. Glory to God. Now at this time, we're going to have our scripture reading coming through Sister Cheryl Edmond.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer. And I'm going to be reading the opening scripture, and we'll be reading the first book of Psalms. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. We thank the Lord for the reading of the first book of Psalms, the entire scripture verses 1 through 6. May God bless the reading of his word.
Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful scripture that was read. Now, at this time, we're going to have Evangelist Khadija Hameen to take control to host the rest of the show. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Happy New Year to everyone, and thank you so much for tuning into the Gospel Truth Broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. Thank God for that beautiful prayer and also for that beautiful scripture reading by Sister Cheryl. And just want to let you know, you can tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 945-218-0218, and the access code is 584-761. You may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5, and 5 is FIVE. We also want to acknowledge Pastor Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday evenings at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. You may listen by dialing 319-527-6763, or you can listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King Service, Title 1, School, and 1 is O-N-E. The Gospel Truth Prayer Mission hosts Sunday afternoon services at 12 o'clock p.m. and Wednesday night prayers at 6 o'clock p.m. at 18 East Center Street. It's in Woodbury, New Jersey, 08096. And we want to continue to pray for the souls on our prayer list. We want to continue to keep the Edmond family in prayer. Pray for the bereaved Carr family, Brother Donovan Darius, the bereaved Allen family, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Mary Anderson, Kenneth Crockett, Sister Maria McBride, Charles Morris, Titus Edmond Sr., Rosetta Lee, Bruce Williams, Rasheen Parker, Larry Benson, Jonathan West, the bereaved Darius family, the bereaved Holmes family, Dee Dee Johansson, Henry and Mary Edmond. And on our youth prayer list, we want to keep India West in prayer. Pray for Lyric and Essence Darius, Tiffany Ray, India McBride, Stephen and Terrell Allen, David Hameen, and Irvin Carr and Ayana Carr, and all those who are currently requesting prayer. And those are all of the announcements that I have at this time. And right now we're going to ask if our own evangelist, Cynthia Edmond, would render a selection unto the Lord. God bless you, evangelist Cynthia.
God bless. Happy New Year's to everyone. Praise the Lord. I'm going to sing this song that the Lord has laid on my heart. I don't know the verse. If Evangelist Khadijah does, she can jump in when I'm done.
I am redeemed, brought with a price. Jesus has changed my life. If anybody asks just who I am, tell them that I am redeemed. Oh, I am redeemed. I've been brought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. If anybody asks you just who I am, just tell them that I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I've been brought with a price. Jesus has saved my whole life. Oh, if anybody asks you just who I am, just tell them that I am redeemed. I am redeemed. I've been brought with a price. Jesus has changed my life. If anybody asks you just who I am, just tell them that I am redeemed.
Oh, where there was hate, love now abides.
Yes, Lord.
Where there was confusion, peace now reigns. I'm a child of the King. Oh yeah, and it's all because I am redeemed. Oh, I am redeemed. I've been bought with a price. Jesus has changed my whole life. And if anybody asks you
just who I am. Tell them that I am redeemed.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful selection. Thank the Lord for prayer and for the opening scripture and the words of that song. That's a beautiful song. Amen.
It is.
Redeemed, that is a noticeable change.
Yes.
Where there was hate, now there's love.
Yes.
Or where there was confusion, now we have peace. God replaces all of the old things.
That's
and he gives us new. Hallelujah. This is a new year. You need something new. God will give you this newness of life. Amen. I just thank the Lord. Happy down in my soul. Yes, and earlier the enemy will try to attack us when we're in the process of doing something for God. But he cannot overthrow us and he cannot defeat us. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God. Because God is on our side. So
yes.
I just thank the Lord. And at this time, I'm ready for the word of God. My soul is ready to feast from the table of the Lord. Amen. So I invite you to come on and just open your heart, open your ears to hear from God, and get ready to let your soul delight itself in fatness. Praise God. So at this time, without further ado, I introduce to you our speaker tonight and the host of this broadcast, Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. As she comes, let us pray for her and along with her as she ministers the word of God. God bless you, Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for you, Evangelist. I mean, at this time, let us pray. Eternal God and our Father, we come before you thanking you for this day, thanking you for allowing us to enter into a new year. We thank you for what you're going to do. We thank you for what you've already done. Help us to continue to look to you and take you at your word. Bless us tonight. Oh, my God, sing your word, sing your anointing. Bless the listeners. Touch, oh, Lord, save, heal, forgive, and deliver. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank the Lord for allowing us to enter into another year, a new year. Glory to God. We're going to go to the word of God in the book of Exodus, the 14th chapter. Don't intend to be before you long, if the Lord say the same, but I just want to leave a thought with you on tonight. Praise the Lord, and we're going to go over to 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, and around the 23rd verse. We're going to begin reading with Exodus, the 14th chapter, verse 13. And Moses said unto the people, fear ye not, stand still and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will shew you today. For the Egyptians whom ye have seen today, ye shall see them again no more forever. The Lord shall fight for you, and ye shall hold your peace. Glory to God. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward, but lift up thy rod and stretch out thine hand over the sea and divide it, and the children of Israel shall go on dry ground through the midst of the sea. Praise the Lord. Going over to 2 Kings, the 4th chapter, and verse 23. And he said, wherefore wilt I go to him today? It is neither new moon nor Sabbath. And she said, it shall be well. Then she saddled an ass and said to her servant, drive and go forward. Slack not thy riding for me, except I bid thee. Praise the Lord. Thank God for the word of God on today. praise the Lord. I want to say to you in short, a short thought on tonight, drive and go forward. Glory to God. I believe this was Moses and how that God had called him and gave him a work to do. He was to lead the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt into a land that the Lord said he would shew them. Glory to God. And the children of Israel were going through the wilderness, and they were going through it. And Moses, he cried unto the Lord. Glory to God. And the Lord said unto Moses, wherefore criest thou unto me? Speak unto the children of Israel that they go forward. He told Moses what to do. He wants us today to go forward in the Lord. Now, I'm going to tell you, God does not want anyone, no one, to go backward. He wants us to go forward in him, in the work of the Lord. Glory to God. We can't afford to look back. We can't afford to go back, but we have to drive and go forward in the Lord and let nothing, nobody, our children, our jobs, our things, the things we want, we can't allow that to stop us from going forward in the Lord. But we have to put aside every weight and the sin that does so easily beset us and drive and go forward in the Lord. These things that hanging off of us, holding us back, trying to keep us from going forward in the Lord. Glory to God, we got to shake them off, get rid of them, let them go, and drive and go forward in the Lord. I believe the Shunammite woman began to tell her servant to saddle an ass. And she said unto her servant, drive, glory to God, put some force up behind this thing, and you go forward. God is telling us today to go forward in the Lord, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching for those things which are before. Glory to God, we have to press that we might reach that high calling which is in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. God does not want us to be stagnated. He does not want us to be slothful. But we are living in the last days, and God is getting his people ready to meet the rapture. So we have to drive and go forward in the Lord. It's time now, crying. Glory to God. And murmuring and complaining. I don't have this. I don't have this. But we got to live by faith and take that faith and put it to work and drive and go forward in the Lord. If he tells you to go down south, you need to go on down south, get on up and go on down south. If he tells you to go around the corner, we got to be obedient and go around the corner. We can't wait until we get a lot of money in our pocket. We can't wait until we see our way, because faith cometh by hearing and hearing by the word of God. We have to take faith and go forward in the Lord, the God of our salvation, and do the work that the Lord has assigned to our hands. We got to do it with all our might, with all that is within us. We got to put forth some effort to get up and believe God and do what he told us to do. Go where he told us to go. Hallelujah. If we don't do that, we're going to find ourselves losing out. We're going to find ourselves losing out on this great work, on this great ministry, and on this great thing that God has prepared for us. Glory to God. Amen. And I don't want to be lost. I don't want to lose out, but I want to do the will of God. If it costs my life, and which it is,
It's costing my life right now. Glory to God. But we got to drive and go forward in the Lord. Don't wait around. Don't wait for this one. Don't wait for that one. Or don't wait until you think you're going to get that bonus. Glory to God. But move by faith. The Bible tells us of those who move by faith. Glory to God. Make their life dear. They were willing to give up their lives for the work of the Lord. They wasn't worried about trying to save their life. The Bible said, whoso seeketh to save his life shall lose it. But if you lose your life for the sake of Christ, you shall find it again. Glory to God. Stand on the word of God. Take God at his word and drive and go forward. Satan might come to try to stop you in any kind of way he can. And as was stated on today, sometimes he'll use that unruly member, the tongue, to try to destroy your image or to try to tear you down. But don't let it stop you. Drive and go forward in the Lord. Don't take down. Don't give up. But take God at his word. Believe in him, knowing that he's going to take you through, knowing that God is going to provide the way of escape that you may be able to bear it. You know, God knows how much we can bear. He knows what we're going through, and he knows how to deliver the godly out of the temptation. He will make that way. He's going to create a way. We don't see the way, but God will create a way that we may be able to bear it. Glory to God. The Bible said, there have no temptation taking you, but such as is common unto men. Think it not strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you as though some strange thing has happened. But remember, it was done unto our brethren that came before us, those that were persecuted before us, but they didn't stop us. I believe Paul and Silas was put in jail. Some of the apostles were put in jail, and they were told not to speak no more in the name of Jesus, in this man's name. But when they got out of prison, they started right back talking about Jesus. They didn't count their life dear. But we got so much else going on. We count our life dear. Glory to God. We feel like it's not our time. As the preacher preached on this afternoon, God, he's got our time. He knows the time. We don't know. So while we have the activity of our limbs, and while we can do the will of God, now is the time to drive and to go forward in the Lord and do what thus saith the Lord. And this is the time that we really have to put our time in, because the payday is coming at the wall. We're going to be paid for what we have done. And if we have not done the will of God, if we have sat by and just drew back, and just took down, and just continued to languish and linger around, glory to God, we might find ourselves losing out on this crown of life. And I don't want that to happen to me, but I have to drive and go forward in the Lord over all obstacles, over everything that the devil throw in our way. And I'm telling you, he's shooting his fiery dart. He's got so many different ways that he comes against us, that he tries to stop us from doing the will of God. But the songwriter said, I'll let nothing separate me from the love of Christ. If we keep doing the will of God and working for the Lord, it will pay off. I just thank God for his word on tonight. That's all I got for you. We got to drive and go forward in the Lord. There may be somebody out there, maybe you want to make a fresh start, and you want to start doing the will of God, and you want to get where God can really use you in the service, wherever he wants you to be. Glory to God. Now is the time to let go and let God. And if you want to be saved, now is the time to let God save you. He's not going to force you. He's not going to make you. If you don't want it, God will move on to the next one, somebody else that wants to be saved, that wants to be delivered. So we're going to pray the prayer of faith. We know that God is able on tonight. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, we are coming before your presence. We thank you for your word. We thank you for how you encouraged us throughout this day. We thank you for how you had your way, for how you spoke to us. We thank you for the word of God all day long. We thank you for how you've been blessing us and for how you've been moving. We pray that you continue to bless us, continue to move in the services of the Lord, continue to send your word and send your anointing. Look on your preachers, your speakers, touch and bless. Continue to strengthen them, O Lord. Encourage their hearts. Help them continue to go forward. Help them to drive, O Lord, and slack not thy riding, except you bid them. In the name of Jesus, have thy holy way, and let thy will be done. And we pray that you look on those souls that are desired to be saved and filled with the Holy Ghost. We pray that you will make a way for them, that they may be able to seek your face and call on your name, that they may be able to deny themselves and give up this world. Oh, my God, I know you're able. Fill them with the Holy Ghost. Heal them that are sick. Those who have been on the prayer list, oh, my God, those who are suffering afflictions in their bodies, long-term afflictions, we pray that you touch them right now, that you heal their bodies. Give them a testimony that they may be able to tell of your goodness and be a witness of what you have done for them, O Lord, and how you have healed them. We know you're able, O Lord. We're depending on you. We're looking to you, O Lord. Continue to bless in a special way. And my God, I pray, Lord Jesus, those who are bereaved of their loved ones, we pray that you continue to comfort them. Look on the youth. Oh, my God, touch them, oh, Lord. Save them. Give them the mind. Put it in their hearts and in their minds to want to be saved, to want to change the way that they're living as we enter into this new year. Oh, my God, help them, oh, Lord, to seek your face and call on your name. We know you're able to save. We know thou art a deliverer. We're praying and we believe you. We take you at your word. We know that thou art able to do all things. Oh, my God, we pray that you continue to go with us. Look on every listener on this broadcast. We pray that you touch, bless, strengthen, encourage, save, heal, and forgive. In the name of Jesus, look on every minister, every pastor, every lay member, every missionary, every deacon, every born-again believer in Christ. We pray that you will touch, bless, and give them strength. Help them to do your will. Help them to go forward in you. In the name of Jesus. And we thank you for this prayer. We thank you for this broadcast. We thank you for everyone that is a participant in this broadcast.
Yes, God.
We pray that you will continue to bless them, make ways for them, open doors for them. And we will give thy name the praise. The glory and honor shall be thine in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. This part of the broadcast is now into the hands of Pastor Sheila. Amen.
Amen. Praise God. Thank God for that beautiful, timely, short, and straight to the point message coming from the Lord. I truly enjoyed the word of God. Amen. She was encouraging us to take God at his word and to drive and go forward in the Lord. There's no going back or backing up, but drive
and go forward in the Lord. Amen. And when time to stop, or when the Lord bid us to stop, that's where we stop. Amen. I just thank the Lord. That was a beautiful, beautiful message. And I also thank God for that beautiful prayer. And I just want to encourage every listener to take this word of God in for yourself, apply it to your own life, and live by it every day. And we're going to give way for remarks from our other evangelists who are on the, and any of the clergy who may have joined the broadcast. You are also welcome to give remarks at this time. God bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for the word of God coming to Evangelist Maybelle, encouraging us to drive and go forward. And she was saying, you know, for us to go forward in God and in the work of the Lord. And in doing so, we can't allow anything to stop us from moving forward or anything to make us slack our writing. And this is a new year, and I heard a saying that said, new year, new me. But if we drive and we go forward, we won't have time to go back or to worry about what we don't have and what we think we can't do. It's a very beautiful message for the start of the new year. I want to say to everyone, I'll keep on preaching the word of God.
Praise God. Thank God for such a beautiful message. Amen. On this evening, I just thank God for his word all day. Amen. Let us drive and go forward. Don't look back like Lot's wife. Amen. But drive and go forward in spite of it all. Run the devil over while you're driving. Praise God. Pray my strength in the Lord. And may continue to preach the word.
Praise the Lord. Any other remarks? I like what she said. Run that devil over while you drive.
Amen.
Amen. If he's in the way, just roll on over top of him. Because the Lord has given us power to spread over serpents and scorpions, over all the power of the enemy.
Amen. Amen. Yes.
Any other remarks? If not, we're going to give the broadcast back into the hands of Evangelist May. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the word all day long. Glory to God. I tell you, I feel like when I miss one of these broadcasts, it's like I'm missing service because it's a service. And I thank God for
Amen.
The word of God
Amen.
All day long. Jesus, I thank God how he took over today and how the Lord just spoke to Evangelist Cynthia, and it was basically the same message.
Thank you, Jesus.
It was the same thing, telling us to go forward and don't look back. Don't look back, and encouraging us to just go forward, just drive, cast your way, and overcome what Satan does. Don't you stop doing the will of God, because he's got so many tricks that he'll throw in your path to stop you. But as Evander Cynthia said, keep on driving and run over the devil. Amen.
Amen.
God, the yes. word today and the word that came through Evander Tamin on today, glory to God. God's got all of our time. He knows. He knows what time, and he knows how to lead us and when he wants to lead us and how he wants to lead us. So I thank God for this word, even on tonight, drive and go forward in the Lord. And God, he will bring us out all right. So I just thank the Lord. I'm encouraged today to drive, and I'm encouraged to go forward in my God. At this time, if there's nothing else,
amen. Praise the Lord. I just want to say I thank God for this message tonight and just hearing about the word of God on today.
Yes.
You know, God is just
yes,
to let
yes.
us know it's time to move forward. It's
Amen.
Time to move forward. Forget
yes.
about what's happening behind us, what happened in 2022. Just let that go. But
mm-hmm.
let's keep moving forward. That's a witness. And I feel the Lord putting that in my spirit that we just have to keep going forward.
Amen.
That's what I do, and I want to encourage you. Just keep going forward. God bless you.
Amen. I enjoyed that word on today.
she preached under the anointing. The Lord just took over. We ain't get a chance to go into no form or nothing. She got up to testify.
Right.
And the Lord just took over and preached right through her. And the message that he preached to her was a timely message. It was right on time. It was what we needed. And just like Evangelist Amin preached, God is always on time. He's on time. He knows what we need. So I'm yet encouraged. And the Lord sent in souls too. They came. They were there.
All right.
And I don't know. But I just see the Lord is doing something there. So
yes,
I know now that we got to press our way and be on our post, because we don't know what God is going to do or who he's going to send in there. So we just have to be ready. So I encourage all of us to be ready and be, you know, let the Lord have his way. Be prepared to be used by the Lord.
Amen.
If that's all in this new year, praise the Lord. I know we could go on, but I'm just going to have to cut everything off and go on to the next. We will be giving you some updated information in the near future, if it's the Lord's will, because we plan to have our anniversary. And as soon as we get everything together, we will let you know, and it can be announced in the very near future, Lord willing.
Okay.
So if that's all, this brings the broadcast to a close, and we look forward to being back again on Tuesday night, Lord's will. God bless everyone. And Happy New Year to everyone.
God bless.